morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Green Report meeting Tuesday, February 3rd, 2020. It's 10:31 a.m. We're on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sinnott.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
John.
Let allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In our agenda today, we have under purchasing item A, consider approved specification for request for proposals for wage compensation study in Jefferson County. Item B, consider approved executives. Consider and approve execute receipt file contract renewal for term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County for a first 1 year renewal with Vaughn Enterprise, the Examiner Corporation, and Port Arthur News from February 18, 2020 to February 21st, 2021. Item C is consider and approve execute receipt file purchase agreement for purchase of 30 additional burial spaces in accordance with the term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County and Claymore Haven Red Cemetery at a purchase price of $305 each for a total of $9,150. Item D is consider and approve execute receipt file agreement with Thompson Reuters for an online access subscription to Judge Milton Sheffield, the court master, for 1 year term at a monthly cost of $52 in accordance with the hour contract. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I guess for maybe Kerry or maybe Patrick, last time this wage and compensation study was done was, if my memory serves me right, 1997?
Yeah, there was some follow-up after that. The first one was 1997.
Correct. Thank you.
This is going to be a complete wage study? Okay.
No, sir, Commissioner, it's not as in-depth as the one we submitted in 1997. We're still using those job descriptions and those classifications. What we want to do is actually go out and do a market survey of what else is out there, what's being paid out there in the community, and try to incorporate that so we can look at internal and external equity on our salaries. So we won't be redoing the classifications in the job descriptions.
Is this for the MSA, or is it smaller in scope or larger?
Well, we would like to look at the MSA, yeah. I mean, that's the metropolitan statistical area. That's what we'd like to. We're hoping to get some information from, you know, every private and public sector in our local area.
Yeah, one of the problems with that is sometimes when we're looking at cost of living adjustments, trying to figure out the consumer price index. Our MSA is Houston, Galveston, and that kind of skews things because their housing prices have elevated more quickly than ours have because of their growth. And so make sure it's our metropolitan statistical area, not Houston, Galveston.
We definitely will, Judge, and that's something that we'll be able to, as we get the proposals back in, we'll be able to narrow that scope down as to exactly what we want, certainly.
Are you, Judge, let's expound on that. So you're saying we basically go in and pick and choose some things in there, or do we have comfortable numbers that give us fact that it's that much of a difference?
I think what we've looked at is the consumer price index over the last several years has been somewhat elevated over what our true consumer prices did here because of that taking into account. The way the federal government does it is they use the Houston-Galveston area and incorporate us into that. And we did not have the kind of housing appreciation that they've seen in Harris County in East Texas. And so I think those numbers were a little bit higher. But we can narrow it down, we'll need to know what numbers are used.
We'll be able to do that as we go through this process.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider approve budget transfer for the Historical Commission to add cost for postage in the amount of $125. Item B is receive and file Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Department audits and financial statements for year ended August 31st, 2019. Item C is receive and file financial statements for Texas Juvenile Justice Department grant funds for the year ended August 31st, 2019. Item D is consider approve accepting donations to support the Southeast Texas Disaster Expo at Ford Park on June 6th and 7th, 2020. Will be free to the public. And item E is county bills, check numbers 468-008 through 468-216. Motion on the basis of the county auditor.
So move.
Moved by Commissioner Sinnabell, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve amended early voting locations, dates, and hours for the joint primary election to be held March 3rd, 2020. Substitute coordination City Hall for Hebrew Library if the building is closed for repairs. Item B is consider and possibly approve amended election day voting center location for joint primary election to be held on March 3rd, 2020. Do I have a motion on both items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioners Weaver and Hallford.
Let me ask a question here, though, and Rebecca Callen, I don't know if it's for you or it's for Ms. Getz. And that is, I was looking at and reading an article in the paper, I think it said 25,000 suspended voters, and then listened to a news article, report from one of the local television stations, and it said 26,000 on the suspended list. On those lists that suspended, do you have a breakdown of precincts, or is it just an overall suspension?
That would be Ms. Getz.
Ms. Getz.
So the suspense list is made up of those folks who we have sent out their cards, and they've come back to us as being undeliverable, or the person is not living at that address. So what we've done is we've sent confirmation letters to each one of those people to try to get their addresses confirmed so that we can get them off the suspense list prior to the election. As far as the groups of people, I mean, we have the list where we can print out the suspense list, and it's a spreadsheet that can be manipulated. So if that's something that you're interested in, it's something that I can work on and try to do. I will tell you the suspense list is now down to 21,000, and we work on it, you know, of course, every single day, and we're hopeful to get that, you know, down to levels that are like what we saw prior to Harvey and Imelda, where we had that list down to 5,000 people.
So what happened?
But everyone needs to realize, though, and what I've said to the news every single time I've done an interview, when you're on the suspense list, you still get to vote. So nobody is unable to be able to vote. The problem is, though, as Carolyn could tell you, when they go to vote, they need to fill out an address confirmation card at that time when they go to vote, and that's what slows everything down. So we're really trying to get the word out there that, you know, if you've gotten one of those confirmations, please send it back, because it will make for a much easier process on the election day and early voting.
And that's why I asked, because if it's in Precinct 4, I would like to get those names, addresses, things of that nature, and see if we can help with that. Number two, how long do they stay on that list before they are purged? Because that's another question that was asked of me.
Well, the minimum amount of time is 2 years, but in reality, it really ends up being longer than that, because we will be purging the list at the end of 2020, and the folks that will be purged on that list will be from Harvey, you know, from a long time ago. Those that we have not heard from, that have not had confirmation time. But you have at least 2 years, and you have multiple, you know, we send out multiple correspondence to try to get to all those people. Plus, you know, as I said, I try to say it every time somebody will allow me to say it, you know, to encourage people to get it done. And if there's any chance that you're not sure, you know, go ahead and call us, you know, fill out another form, another application, and make sure that you're on the rolls as an active voter.
And the reason I ask is because there's a large number of people I know in precinct four that are not in their homes now. And so I want to make sure we make it as convenient to them as possible. And I'm sure every commission up here and the judge is also thinking along that line. But that's why I want to ask that question, so we can see what we can do to make sure that we're comfortable for the people in our county.
Right. And Carolyn's office and my office work well together. You know, every time there's a question of eligibility during the election time, they call our office. We look it up to make sure that we've got the records, you know, done correctly.
Right, Ms. Guest, real quick, have you had anyone call? Because I've had a couple of people come through the sub courthouse concerning birth certificate issues where they're not able to renew their license because now you have to show your birth certificate or passport.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because these older people don't have passports and they can't find their birth certificate.
Right, that's so Texas DMV, that's not us. So okay, that's their role.
So they will be able to vote while they're trying to dispute this issue. That's a provisional vote, can you say?
Well, you can always vote provisionally at you know, no matter what, you'll be able to vote provisionally. But as far as the issues with their driver's license, that would be something that Carolyn would address as far as when people come to vote and show their license.
Right. One other thing, I've had some parents have to come in and get new registrations for the college students that were purged off the list. They come in my office, I always keep cards in there. Kids in college, they were purged off of the list.
Well, what can happen, and this happens with kids that go to Lamar that live in other cities, is that they will come here and they will want to vote here. And when they vote on a limited ballot, which is where you can only vote for the state, you know, races, you don't get to vote for the local races, that automatically takes you off of where you live and adds you onto Jefferson County. So there are times where that happens, where a kid's going to college somewhere else, they vote that type of ballot, and then they're automatically registered in the county where they're attending college. Right. So if there's any issues or anything like that, you know, call us and we'll...
Well, I refer them to y'all. Yeah. These are people that, kids that live in Jefferson County that's in other colleges.
Right, right.
When their kids get their voter registration card, it's to that. And they didn't change it, is what I'm saying.
Right, right. So,
all right, thank you. I have referred them to y'all.
Okay.
Carolyn, I would assume on item A that's been coordinated with the city of Port Neches at their request.
Yes, it has. And they're actually going to let us use their the room where they hold their city council meetings. So it's very,
so it's
very
adequate for your use?
Very adequate for early voting. Yes. They made accommodations for us.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we have one item to consider and possibly approve an order with respect to bonds to be issued on behalf of Republic Services, Inc. to approve financing of the project for the issuance of bonds by Mission Economic Development Corporation pursuant to Section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, just for clarification, there's no liability to the county.
Correct.
That item.
It's a conduit issuance, and I'm trying to figure it out. Are y'all here on that item? Would you come up to the podium and introduce yourself, please?
Good morning, Judge Brandon, Commissioner Lee McCormick, here today representing the Mission Economic Development Corporation, and also joining me is Stephen Pickenbrock from Republic Services.
And the information I have is that you're doing a refunding of some Republic Services Group Series 2008 bonds, I guess because market conditions and interest rates have gotten more.
Actually, those bonds are set to mature later this year, so what they're doing is they're refunding those bonds and extending the maturity to preserve that tax exempt status. In addition, the company has received $86 million of new bond allocation from the Texas Bond Review Board, so they're doing a new 2020 issuance finance new capital improvements at their facilities around the state, including their facilities here in Jefferson County.
That's what it says. You may recall that each county must approve a portion of the project in their jurisdiction.
Correct.
That's
okay.
Very good. That answer.
Yeah, as long as there's no liability to Jefferson County.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously.
And then under engineering, we have one item A, to consider and possibly approve replat of lots 8A, 8B, and 9, block 5, replat of Ridgecrest subdivision unit 4, into lots 8C and 9C, block 5, of Ridgecrest subdivision unit 4. Out of the William Carr Survey, abstract 102, Jefferson County, Texas, located off of Ridge Lake Drive in precinct number 2, within the Beaumont ETJ, and has met Jefferson County planning requirements. Has it also met the Beaumont?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let me address that for a second. On the Beaumont, I seen the email basically state, put it on for us to vote on to the group. It didn't say that they approve it. I want to make sure we get some concrete approval on those things, because I don't want somebody technically whooping us with something, if you understand
yes,
what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. The way I understand it is they will give us an approval, a verbal approval that it meets their standards, but they want us to sign it first, and then they will execute. They will sign it second.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Well, I can get a motion on.
Move. Second.
Okay. They're moving to second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Several of us will be in a school next week, so we will be meeting on Monday, opposed to Tuesday at 10:30. And I'm sure you'll get your agenda, and then by Thursday, if there's anything you need on the agenda, work with Lamar on that. Commissioners, anything y'all wish to bring to the attention of the public about our taking action? Not, and we are adjourned.